What's up, everyone, and welcome to In The Room, the video series where I try and demonstrate how a amplifier rig or, you know, any piece of gear, in this case like a pedal, how it sounds in the room. Usually on, you know, demonstrations on videos on YouTube, you usually have a microphone straight into like a speaker, and that's, you know, that's what you get. But there's just so much more to the tone, so with this video series, I'm trying to mimic how it sounds or how a rig sounds in a room. Like, if you were standing right next to me, right here, right now. So I'm doing that by using a couple of different microphones. I have right there a Shure SM58. These are closed mic on the cabinet, and then I have a couple ones that are out in the room. Okay, so this is a Shure SM58, Austrian Audio OC18, Neumann TLM-102, Beyer Dynamic TGI-51. Then I have an ORTF stereo microphone over there, and a LeWitt stereo microphone over there. Okay, and today I'm going to try out the Mendelssohn. Because I need views. No, but I figured it's been a really, really long time since I made my original Mendelssohn video using a Mendelssohn straight into an effects loop. And people liked that video a lot. So I figured, why not make an in-the-room video using this pedal? And here it is. This is the Mendelssohn Wasa right here. I'm using this Solar E1.6 guitar going into a Boss noise suppressor, then an Ibanez tube screamer that I might need later. It's a TS9, and that goes into the Mendelssohn, and that Mendelssohn goes into this Fortin 50 watt preamp into a Fortin 4x12 cabinet, and this is how it sounds in the room. More presence, maybe? Trouble. More distortion. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. So this pedal has been getting a lot of shit throughout the years for being a shitty pedal. And the thing about my last video is basically just showing that it's actually not a shit pedal. The problem with it, if there is a problem, is that it has an EQ on it. It's bass, mids, and highs, okay. The problem is, like, at 12 o'clock, you know, they sound pretty good, I must say. It's when you venture too far off the spectrum, it starts to sound really fucking weird. Oh, I forgot, but this also has a stand mode. I think in the S mode, it's like the old style Mendelssohn. Not too bad. It actually sounds really, really good. Okay, so I have this Ibanez TS9 tube screamer on the floor right here. I'm gonna engage it, okay? Let's just see what happens. Ring water shock and blast. Sorry, let's do it proper Dimebags, like this. Okay. Thrashing in E, okay? So there you go, that's the Mel song for you, in the room. I hope this recording sounds good. I'm not sure. That's kind of like the excitement for me to check back when everything's recorded and see hear how it sounds in Logic. I mean, I can see it right over there. There's audio files and audio waves. There is sound, at least. So there you go, that's in the room for you right there. Which microphone do you like the most? Let me know in the comment section. Please subscribe to my channel maybe, and see you next time.